Good evening, father.
Good evening, daughter. How are you?
Good.
One of these days, I'll get to say good evening to you first. Do you think that's going to happen again?
No.
No?
No.
Happy Sunday to you. What did we do today?
We watched Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
How cool was that, huh?
Cool. It was very emotional. Not emotional like crying, but it was emotional inside. And then it was unexpected because I didn't know. Oh, wait, I won't say any spoilers.
Yeah, you didn't know what was going to happen was going to happen. It was very surprising. Just like when the book was published and everyone read it for the first time.
Someone gave spoilers.
Someone gave spoilers, yes, but we didn't know it was going to happen either when we were reading the book. No, I didn't know when I was reading the book.
No, I thought when we were watching the movie tonight.
Yeah, I knew what was going to happen in the movie because I've seen the movie, but I've also read all the books.
What happened and who was unexpected?
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what your week was like. Do you remember anything specific from your week?
I think it was either last week or 2 weeks ago I got my blood test.
It was last week. Why were you getting blood tests?
Because the doctors seem too pale and because I keep being sick all the time.
Not all the time, but often enough to where it's more than we would like, and we'd like to see if the doctor can tell us, hey, here's what's wrong with Moxie, if there is anything, because it could be related to anxiety.
Probably is.
Yeah. You think you have a little bit of anxiety for school?
Yes.
Is it school, or is it your teacher, or is it your classmates?
Teacher.
So you have anxiety about school because of your teacher. Why is that?
She's very yelly.
Yeah, she yells a lot. Does she ever yell at you, or does she just yell at the class?
She yells at every one of us.
Does she have a good reason to be yelling?
Not really. She just gets annoyed the first time we come out to get our work done. If we get more than two questions wrong, then she'll yell or get frustrated.
Well, that sounds like it's very frustrating for you as well, huh?
Mm-hmm. Because I get a lot of questions wrong.
Do you?
Sometimes.
Because you don't know the stuff or you don't feel confident about what you're doing?
Just because I'm too worried about getting yelled at that I can't focus on my work.
That's understandable. I'm sorry that that's happening.
Sometimes that's the thing. Other times people are chatting to me.
Everyone should be chatting.
But not during school time. Even when his name's Alfie Murphy, when I tell him stop talking, he goes blah, 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 this, that, blah, 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 blah.
Will you have a different teacher next year?
Yes. I hope. I don't know, actually.
You don't know? Well, we'll see what we can do as a mommy and a daddy to talk to the school to see about that.
My teacher is a P4-5 teacher, and I'm in P4, so I hope I don't go into her P5 class.
But there is a separate P5 teacher as well, correct?
Yeah, it's only Mr. Neal's class, my old class, my P3 class, that's in Mr. Neal's class. Miss Graham's.
Well, we'll look into it. We'll see what we can do. Maybe talk with the school, all that sort of fun stuff. Last week, outside of just getting a blood test, you also went to a school field trip, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, we went to Amazonia.
What's so cool about Amazonia?
Everything. The one thing that I don't like that much, everything's very expensive.
The gift shops can be a bit expensive.
The monkey that I wanted to get was £13.
Oh my.
And it was just a teddy.
Don't you think you have enough teddies?
Probably.
Amazonia, you got to see a whole bunch of critters and animals. What did you get to see, touch, and hold?
I got to hold a tarantula, got to hold a snake, and I got to hold a leopard gecko.
Oh, very cool. Which one did you enjoy holding the most?
The tarantula.
Why is that?
He was just so fluffy.
I've never heard of a tarantula being described as fluffy, but I can see that. How big was the tarantula?
About...
Was he as big as your hand?
No. Well, he was bigger.
So
no.
Two of your hands
no.
together?
No, he was like size of my palm.
Oh, that's a good size spider.
Like that size.
Would you want a pet tarantula?
If it's a nice one like that one, because that one's never... I think her name was Viv. She's never bit anybody. She used to be a pet, so she's used to kids holding her as well.
Well, that's good to hear that the tarantula was used to being held and things like that, as well as you were very careful with the tarantula, because tarantulas are very delicate critters.
Mm-hmm. I had to hold my hands like that, like my hands face down.
Right.
The palms facing down, because if I did it the other way, I think it was because she would freak out maybe. And then for the snake's name was Fanta.
Okay, all right, Fanta the snake, cool.
And then there was also one called Galaxy that we didn't get to hold.
But it was a cool snake to see.
Uh-huh. I got to hold her for a bit, and then the leopard gecko, I can't remember the name. It was a boy name because the owners thought it was a boy, but it was actually a girl, so.
Funny.
Yeah. I got to hold them to India. We also got to see these lemurs. They had small faces. They had, like, small human eyes, and they were like a lemur. Their tail was black. They had black stripes. Their body was technically white, though, and had black stripes. And then their head was black, and then a bit of their face was white. And they were small.
How small is small?
Like.
People can't hear you holding your hands up.
How much is this wide?
Well, describe it to, was it bigger than a cat?
No.
Okay, so smaller than a cat. Bigger than a kitten?
About a centimeter bigger.
So a large kitten.
It was like, how much is that?
That's like a millimeter, Moxie.
Yeah, it was a millimeter bigger than a kitten.
Okay. That sounds like a small little critter.
Mm-hmm. And its tail was like that long.
Mm-hmm.
How much is that?
That looked like about 6 or 7 inches.
Okay.
Now, you said also that it was expensive there.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do to find out that it was expensive?
I bought a small stuffed critter.
Of course you did, because you needed another one. What kind of small stuffed critter did you buy?
It was a lamb, and I called it Cheesecake.
Why is it called Cheesecake?
Because the bottom bit looks like the biscuit and the top bit.
The hooves?
The hooves look like the biscuits and the...
And the white part looks like a cheesecake. So that's a cute little name. What else did you get? Yeah, because I remember you did bring home a few things.
I also bought a necklace that was like 59p.
Mm-hmm.
2060. And then I bought the... what did I buy again?
You bought also a squishy tarantula.
Oh, yeah, I bought a squishy tarantula. Yeah.
Now, this weekend, you got to go spend a good couple days with Granny and Pop. How was that for you?
It was good.
Just good, huh?
It was great.
What did you guys do? Did y'all just have a good time together? Did y'all go on any park trips?
We went. Me and my pop went to the park on Friday and today.
Mm-hmm.
And their bed, it was like a couch, and then you could pull out the bed. It was better than our bed couch. It was better than my bed.
Really? Why was it better than your bed?
Because it was.
Was it softer?
Mm-hmm.
Or just more comfortable?
More comfortable. Also, when my cousin came over, Mason, when he went over, he didn't want to get off of it either.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So this morning, or yesterday morning perhaps, you were just like, no, I'm not getting up out of bed.
Yeah, I didn't even get changed. I was shaking my head around because it got brighter.
Oh, did it get brighter in here?
To me, it got brighter.
Okay. So yesterday, you pretty much spent the whole day laying in bed on your iPad?
Yeah.
Was that a good, relaxing day?
Yeah. Granny made jellies. I ate them, though.
What else did y'all make? Did y'all make any cheesecake?
We made cheesecake, but I didn't like the filling.
You said it wasn't sweet enough?
Mm-hmm. It was...
Okay.
Bleh.
Is cheesecake one of your favorite cakes?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because it's good.
It's good. Yes, yes, cheesecake is good. And if I remember correctly, you are wanting cheesecake to be your birthday cake this year.
Yeah. And for my birthday, I'm only inviting 3 people. Charlotte, Rebecca, and Leah, all my friends.
Very good.
Well, not all my friends. Some of my dearest friends.
Dearest friends, that's a good word. I like that. Those were the same friends that you had over last year as well, isn't it?
Uh-huh. And it was the people I got to see for the week, the last weekend, I think it was.
Mm-hmm, because you went to your friend's house for their birthday party.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now about my blood test, I want to say some stuff.
You want to talk more about your blood test? Tell me more about your blood test.
Well, for anyone that has, well, is getting a blood test soon or planning one soon, it's not bad. It just nips for like 5 seconds while getting the needle in, then you don't feel anything. And yeah, it only nipped for me when I got the needle in and I didn't even cry.
You didn't cry. That's great.
And I was so good that I got 1,700 Robux.
Yes. We got you some Robux as a reward for being so well behaved at the doctor getting your blood test.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, back in 2018, I think it was, you spent about a week or so in the hospital and you had to get multiple blood tests or get medicine drawn into you and things like that. You absolutely hated it. You screamed and cried. I'm very happy to hear that during this particular time with a needle and they were drawing blood from you from the tops of your hands, you were well behaved.
I didn't cry, and all I went, I snuggled into my mom's scarf and went, ow, 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 ow. It doesn't hurt now anymore.
Well done.
That's what I said sometimes. I went, ow, 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 ow.
Well, I'm very proud of you. And I wish I could have been there, but I was working, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. If you weren't working, you would probably be jumping off the walls. You were so happy.
Yes, I was very pleased to hear how well you behaved. And then after you got the blood test, Mom just dropped you off here at home, and then she went back to work, and you just hung out at the house all day.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy that I didn't cry.
I'm happy about that, too.
Before we end the episode, my mom's going to order dinner. We're having Chinese.
We're having Chinese. You're having chips and cheese,
not Chinese.
From the Chinese.
Yeah. I think it's a good time to end it. We've got a Patreon that you can go say any feedback or say anything you liked about the podcast or any questions, and we'll make sure to check it and answer those questions in the podcast if we see them. Please like and subscribe. Bye-bye.